Welcome to the Beauty Bar, where we tend to beautiful people just like you. We're your hosts,
Joan
and Stephanie, and we want to make sure that you're not only treating your face, but most importantly, yourself right.
And today, we have a very special guest, our first guest here at the Beauty Bar. We have Ashley Choi!
Yay! I'm so honored to be the first guest.
Yes.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes, of course.
No, thank you for coming here.
Yeah. No, it's my pleasure. This is so weird because we're like standing.
Yeah.
I'm like free to move and stuff. This is so cool. Okay, hi.
You may know her from the wonderful group Ladies Code. And she also has her podcast Get Real with Peniel and BM.
But most importantly, she's Joan's BFF.
Yes, my hubby.
I'm super third wheeling today.
Sorry.
Okay.
Before we get started, if there's anything skincare related that you want us to discuss in future episodes, let us know on our socials at The Dive Studios.
Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening.
And please, Ashley, do you want to say it? Because aren't you?
Oh, yes. Make sure to leave a 5-star review. 5 stars only. You guys know what to do.
Oh, that was
wow.
So
such a pro.
Okay.
Can you tell she's
biased? Yeah. Dive Studios Kumbeni over here. Okay.
Oh my God.
Wow.
All right. So, Ashley, how are you? How's your skin?
I am doing fine. My skin, it's been really dry because it's still wintertime.
Yeah.
And it was getting warmer and then suddenly it got really cold again with like the wind. So, my skin's been really, really dry. But besides that, it's good.
Your skin looks really
good.
Yeah, it's glowy.
Very
glowy. I'm like, wow.
She's like checking.
No, I got like matte foundation on and stuff like that.
You look
and
great.
That's why it looks like this. Yeah.
You look awesome.
Thank you.
Well, Ashley has a series on YouTube called Adulting.
Mm-hmm. Adulting series.
Which is based off her experience living out on her own for the first time, learning basically how to be an adult.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going?
It's going. It's fun.
It's hard,
yeah, it's
right?
Fun. Yeah, I'm learning a lot of things along the way.
It's like laundry.
Yeah, washing
how do you
the
pay
dishes.
Bills.
Mm-hmm. Doing that for the first time ever.
You're on like almost 50 episodes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Almost 50 episodes on YouTube.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you feel like an adult now, officially?
No, I don't think I'll ever feel like an adult. I don't know how long this is. I think I need to get to like adulting series episode like 500. And then maybe I'll feel like an adult. But right now, I still have a long way to go.
I agree. I feel like when I was younger, people our age now, they really seemed like adults.
Mm-hmm.
But now being almost 30, to me, it feels like, wow, I still feel like a kid. And sometimes call my mom. I'm like, how do I do this?
I know,
like,
but you're getting married soon.
Yes.
And I still
thank you for reminding her because she keeps calling her fiance boyfriend.
Oh my gosh. It hasn't been long, right?
Yeah.
Wait,
I'm still getting used to it.
She's 91. We're all 91.
Oh my God, 91 crew.
Oh my God. We're in this together. All right.
Yes, we're all turning 30 this year.
Stop it. Well, the most expensive thing that I have to spend money on every month is the rent, of course, because I'm living on my own and it's my first time paying for my own rent and stuff like that. So that it hurts my heart whenever that chunk goes out monthly. I'm like, damn, this is such a waste. Like, it's just going to waste. I wish I could just buy a house, but you know, that's
goals.
Very hard in Korea.
In
so.
Korea, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, being an adult is expensive, y'all.
And getting food, like buying food.
Yeah.
Because I don't really cook a lot. I try to, but I don't. So.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to expose her. She is VIP of this delivery food app.
Are you not? Am I the
I
only
cook
one?
A lot at home.
Oh, okay.
She's VIP.
I try.
Yeah, I'm VVIP. So I get like mad coupons monthly. So I'm like, thank you. But so yeah, I've been spending a lot of money on delivery food, but I am trying to cut down on it.
We'll have a cooking class.
Like food for food that's good for your skin. Like good for you.
I can't promise that.
Okay. Okay.
Just delicious.
All right. So we have a topic today. We're going to be talking about expenses. So on YouTube, and I'm really obsessed with TikTok these days, there are so many products that people are finding out. There's like a hashtag called TikTok made me buy it.
Oh.
And there's a lot of affordable beauty products, but also there are some reviews of, is this product really worth spending $200 on? Mm-hmm. So it got me thinking, do you need to spend a lot of money on skincare or makeup for good skin? What do you guys think?
I feel like it depends. Mm-hmm. If there's a product that you are very dedicated to and it works for you, I feel like it's worth spending, splurging on that product. But I feel like there's also many cheaper alternatives.
Mm. Yes.
Is there any product that you can't live without, Ashley, that you love splurging on?
There's one answer, guys.
The Joan Day cream. Me to Joan Day and night cream. Get yours today. Yes. I honestly don't splurge too much on skincare because, just honestly speaking, I have Joan. And when I go over her house, we call her house like Joe Live Young or like Joan is free because she has so many makeup and cosmetic products. So we just go through it and I just take whatever products she has. Yeah, and that's amazing. What I use.
But it's also really nice that I could share the products with my friends because when brands send me a product, they send me, for example, foundation, they send me all the shades.
Mm-hmm.
I only need one shade. And so I can share it with my friends. And for skincare too, if I say, oh my gosh, I really like this cream, they send me 10. There has been cases and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to share it with my friends because then they'll find out about how great this product is. And so I think that's
Nice that you can share skin product things. I get sent like 200 cans of spam.
Oh yeah, you did.
Spam? Why?
Because the company sent me some gift.
Oh, and is I'm it like, I mean, sorry.
Yeah, I guess so. And I'm like, what am I going to do with all the spam?
You can give it out.
I did. I sponsored my management company. I'm like, that's everybody have spam. Friends. I'm like, never buying spam again.
Yeah. But there are definitely products that are holy grails. I feel like right now, especially with the boom of skincare, so many brands are releasing the next new thing, introducing new ingredients, new products. And so I feel like nowadays, when you finish a product, you don't want to buy it again. You want to try a new one. But there are products that I cannot switch. For example, my cushion foundation, my Laura Mercier powder. I have not found any powder that is better than that. And so, yes.
Wait, I thought you said you really like the Fenty Beauty
one too. Yes, that's the pressed version that I can take around with me. For loose, it's Laura Mercier.
I've seen her use it.
Yeah.
She's always here with her little Fenty.
Yes.
It's cute.
I always have it out before filming. So I do have certain products that I cannot live without. But I feel like these days, a lot of people are used to exploring, trying out new products.
Like, what do you consider to be expensive and cheap though? Like, what's cheap? What's considered cheap? Like, like $15 a bottle?
Yeah.
Like
a bottle of what though? Because, you know, eye cream will never be cheap.
Yes. Yeah. Serums. That's what I splurge on. Yeah, SK-2 eye cream.
I don't splurge that much. But like,
how much?
She gets the SK-2 ones.
Oh,
yeah, like the Essence. It's like $200 a bottle. It's a lot, but I love it.
And I know. I hear a lot of good reviews on that though.
Yeah, it hurts, but I cry a little bit when I put it on.
No, you should feel good tears. When you use it. It's like, you know, I paid $200 for this. This better get rid of all my wrinkles.
Yeah.
And all my dark circles.
Yeah. I heard that you shouldn't try to save on eye creams. Like, it's okay to splurge on eye creams.
Do you have any good recommendations for good affordable brands?
Ooh. Innisfree.
Yes.
I love Innisfree.
I love Innisfree.
Amen.
Too.
Mm. Lip balm.
Yes. See, you have your go-to Innisfree product, right?
Yes.
I have my go-to Innisfree products too. And I love how it's so affordable And at Innisfree, there are ranges too. There's affordable, there's mm-hmm. mid-range, and super expensive.
Yeah. Mm.
So I love that about Korea because depending on what product mm-hmm. you need, there are three levels to it. But yeah, I would there's say so like many. $10, $15 is like affordable. Anything over $20 to $35 would mm-hmm. be middle. And then anything over that times 10,
high and it end. Goes up.
Yes.
It goes up too.
Yeah. I mean, like, my uncle has a skincare company. Like, mm-hmm. he started making products. And he was telling me, because he has a factory where he gets the products made. And he was telling me that he basically uses the ingredients that these expensive places use. Mm-hmm. But he sells them for really cheap because for those brands, it's all about, like, marketing and branding. Mm. It's about, like, how fancy the bottles mm-hmm. are. And he just makes them really simple, but also tries to make it look nice, of course. Right. But… And then that's when I realized, like, when I used his products, I loved it so much. Yeah. And it really worked mm-hmm. on my skin. And I was like, you don't really need to spend that much money mm-hmm. on skincare products. Because most of them, it's like branding, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, mm-hmm. There is a brand that… I was watching a YouTube video because there was a video called, Is La Mer Worth It? Mm. And their moisturizers go for like $200, $400.
Oh my God.
Super expensive. And they say it's because they have this special seaweed ingredient. Mm-hmm. And I've never tried La Mer. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I would ever pay that much money for a cream.
That's intense. Like seaweed like Kim?
Yeah.
Slap some Kim on your face.
Yes.
Yes. And then there was like a review about how that cream, there's something mm-hmm. very similar to it mm-hmm. From Nivea, which is $8. And so what you said just now saying, oh, we used a similar ingredients, but yeah. the packaging is different. The branding mm-hmm. is different. I do believe La Mer pours money on the marketing. They marketing, do a really yeah. good job at it.
Yeah. It yeah. is definitely the brand, the branding.
It does look really fancy yeah. and nice. So it kind of does make you want to buy it. But at the same time, like you can't really afford to spend that much on creams every yeah. like 3 months or whatever.
Mm-hmm. When I was in middle school, high mm-hmm. school, definitely Nivea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was like, I mean, that's huge in Europe. And that's yeah. what my dad uses on his skin. So I'm like, okay, I'll just use that too. And I mean, it's pretty moisturizing, but I realized there are so many more things than just using one moisturizer.
Right.
But, you know, it did the trick back then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What about you guys?
What I used back then? Mm-hmm. I would just go to Target and I would go to the aisle. I couldn't even buy Clean and Clear. I would go for the Target brand, Up uh-huh. and Up. It's like the same thing. It's just packaged differently, uh-huh. different branding. They give you more too. Oh. And so I would use those products. But back then, I was more focused on makeup. So mm. I would go to the CoverGirl section, buy the foundation.
CoverGirl.
Right?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
The drugstore brands. I think I really have to thank my mom for getting me into skincare really early. Because my mom always bought skincare products for me and my brother to use. And she always got us products from Laneige and Iopet.
Yes.
So like since…
Wow,
like,
you got the good stuff. That is mid-range.
Thank you, Mom. We're like at CVS. So like,
yeah, that is mid-range.
No, because she always stressed the importance of good skincare routine. So my brother and I just grew up thinking that this was normal. Mm. And my mom also made me do like peeling gels and also face masks once a week. And she took me to skincare every week. That was like our date. Yeah, I didn't know back then, but I was like, wow, it's all thanks to my mom.
Yeah, that's why your skin looks so good.
So yeah, I use like Laneige and Iopet since like elementary school.
She is an OG follower.
Wow. Love
Love. Yeah.
You know what? Do you have a photo of yourself in high school? What was like your makeup go-to thing?
We tend to do this on the show.
My high school?
We share old makeup, what we used to do in high school.
High school? Well, till I think sophomore year, I didn't put on any makeup. And then starting sophomore year, I just put liquid eyeliner.
Like thick or thin?
Kind of like semi-thin. Not too thick like raccoon, but… kind of thin and then like the Cleopatra winged liner.
It sounds like you already knew what to do from back in the day.
You had your skincare, you had your makeup.
No, but I didn't know how to draw my eyebrows. So my eyebrows always look like crap, especially because I like shaved it off. And then I didn't know how to draw them. So it was just always really weird. But eyeliner, I just did like a little wing liner. Mm. Nothing too fancy. But I loved my lipstick. So I was collecting MAC lipsticks since I was in high school.
Oh, you're an OG beauty guru.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What are we doing?
No,
that's Steve Jones.
I could do Get Real. I could do that.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm kidding. I love the beauty bar. No, that's awesome. Ashley does have a thing for lipstick. She has hundreds.
Really?
I just love lipsticks. No shade is the same, you know?
It's true. Mm-hmm. But don't you always end up using the cheapest one?
Yeah. Yes, this one today too. I use this one from Vanilla Co.
Yeah. I do that too.
It's like I use it every day. It's like the easiest to use. That's the fancy ones, I feel like I have to use it on like a special day.
Special day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, that really perfectly went into, like, it was a great transition for our topic. But yeah, I tend to do that too. I always go for the cheapest product. Mm-hmm. It's easier to grab, less 부담, less pressure, you know?
You don't feel guilty about getting, like, you know, getting it dirty and stuff.
Yeah. What are you guys doing with your lipstick? Getting it dirty?
Putting it around in our bags.
Yeah, when it goes in the bag.
So guys, what are some products that can give you that expensive glow but at an affordable price?
Again, we do understand that there are some products that might be over your budget, but please share your favorite affordable skincare products in the comment section because we would love to know.
Yes. I mean, we've been definitely hyping up Innisfree.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have.
Innisfree. We're not getting sponsored. Paid for that. Yeah.
But we are interested.
Have you tried The Ordinary?
Yes, I've tried their serums.
Do you like them?
Uh-huh.
Oh, then I'll give it a shot.
Okay, moving on to the next brand.
Okay. Yeah.
No, Ordinary got super popular because it's very good ingredients for a cheap price. Mm-hmm. I think you can buy serums for $10. Mm. And the packaging is so sleek. So when you use it, it feels good. So kind of like we were talking about branding, they did it really nicely, I would say.
Yeah. And they have a lot of different serums. So you can choose according to your skin type. So I thought that was cool.
Mm. Also, a good tip, go to the mall and ask for samples.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you can try it. Just go to different malls and keep asking for samples.
Yeah. At The Ordinary, they love the hyaluronic acid 2%. Can buy that for $10. And they have primers for less than $5. Mm, a bottle of organic oil for less than $5. So
that's
there's
crazy.
Like a lot of products that you can check out.
Yes. Also, Rovectin?
Yes. That's a really popular vegan, eco-friendly brand here in Korea. Actually, Peniel loves this brand.
It's a Korean brand?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, I think so. It's available at Olive Young's.
Oh.
That's how I know about it.
Nice. And their most popular product is the Lotus Water Cream for $20.
Mm. That sounds fancy.
It's very great for dry skin.
Mm. I need that.
Yeah. Me too. I need that.
You have dry skin
too?
Yeah,
I have dry skin.
Dry skin club.
We're like not very proud of it to be in this club.
Dry skin club. Yes. Oh, wow. The next one on the list is Innisfree. Not Innisfree, but Innisfree. This is actually a brand that I recently learned about. This skincare brand pursues healthy beauty through reliable natural ingredients. They are also 100% vegan and eco-friendly. This is like a common thing that you'll be seeing in a lot of skincare right now because they're being mindful about being clean beauty.
Yeah.
And their most notable and popular product is green tea fresh toner for $22.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
All right. So we're not here to bash on expensive products. So we want to share some of our favorite skincare products or makeup products that we are more than happy to splurge on. Share.
Ashley.
I got to know this brand through Joan, but I love the Troy Oroke's SOS sleeping mask. Really? That is one product that I will always splurge on because you know, our skins go through different phases too. Yeah. And, you know, according to your hormones too, sometimes you'll break out and it'll mm-hmm. just flare up. And on those days, I like to sleep with the sleeping mask on. And the next day, my skin is just like ooh. So calm yeah. and so clear. So, yeah, I definitely recommend that product. Yeah. How much is it?
$45.
Oh, $45.
Yeah. yeah. But I also use it as a day cream as well. But that's my go-to too. Mm-hmm. I love that product.
Nice. Do you have any product you could recommend? Like a little secret tip? Like this is affordable. This is one.
Oh yeah. Let's share our yeah. go-to high-end and our go-to affordable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The product I love splurging on, mm-hmm. like I said, SK-II.
Mm-hmm.
When we used to be able to fly, I always bought it at the duty-free shop.
Yeah.
It was like… just stocking up on SK-II.
Yeah.
It's a brand I really like. And I guess I'm treating myself.
Mm.
And I've been hyping this up over many episodes. But it's the Innisfree Honey Lip Balm is the best.
Honey Lip Balm.
It's like honey and canola oil. Did I bring it today? I think I forgot it today.
I love the other lip balm from Innisfree too. The one that you gave me. The one that's in a tube that you squeeze out.
She always says this. The one you gave me. I don't remember what I gave you. You come and take it yourself.
It's like tinted. So it's perfect when you're like barefaced.
Yeah. It's the tea line, right?
Yes. And the scent is really good too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh man, this is hard. I can't do these questions.
It's hard to choose just one.
Okay, a brand that I am more than happy to splurge on would probably be More Pacific. I love their enzyme powder cleanser and their vintage single extract essence. I don't know if I'm saying the
it's name called
correctly.
Vintage extract.
I think so. I believe so.
Okay.
But it's a brown. I just love that product so much. Mm. And then my go-to product that I will keep using that is affordable. I have a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I would say a sheet mask from Innisfree. They're 951. They're my go-to mm-hmm. sheet mask.
It's about a dollar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cheaper than a dollar.
Cheaper than a dollar. Yeah.
Wow. Those.
Can you say Vaseline?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I sure. sometimes when I can't find my lip balm, I'll just slather on Vaseline before I sleep. And then the next day I'll wipe it off with a wet wipe. And then my lips are like baby smooth, you know, baby butt smooth. And then also when you have really dry hands or really dry feet, you just put Vaseline on and you put your feet and your hands in like a plastic bag for like
a few
minutes and then it becomes super soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ashley, when she sleeps over, she's like, do you have lip balm? And she will apply the thickest layer. And I'm like, why do you need that much? And the next morning, she's like, okay, where's the wet wipe?
As soon as I wake up, I'm like, where's the wet wipe?
She looks for the wet wipe. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
That's my little routine.
Yeah. Mm. But self-care, you are really… you've known since elementary days.
Yes.
We should
That's
learn
awesome.
Yes.
Thanks, Mom.
All right. As per usual, we compiled some questions you guys asked on Discord. Eaters asked, how do you get rid of whiteheads on the nose, forehead area?
Joan says don't pop them.
Yes, don't pop them.
Cleansing oil.
Oh, yeah.
Cleansing oil with jojoba oil in it. Jojoba in it?
Jojoba.
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 So, is this a Jones product? Oh, a Jones God. Day product?
See, I only know about it. I don't know how to read them or anything. Okay, so like cleansing oils with jojoba in it. Ooh. Jojoba. You just gotta kind of rub your nose. Not too hard, but just like a little bit. And it'll naturally make your whiteheads come out. And over here too, on the chin area, because there's a lot of whiteheads over there too. So when you're cleansing your face, use the cleansing oil to, you know, use your middle finger and your ring finger. So you don't put too much pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Just like rub it. Yeah.
That's how you do it. Ruru asked, what are some ways to get rid of acne scars?
Episode 5. Listen to episode 5.
Go back.
Oh man, there are so many ways to get rid of acne scars. Episode 5. Listen to episode 5.
Aster asked, do brushes really make a difference with makeup?
Mm.
You know, in Korea, they love using their fingers
mm-hmm.
when they do their makeup or my makeup, mm-hmm. I guess. But I like using brushes.
Me too. I like, yeah. I think it's a personal thing. Mm-hmm. There's no right or wrong answer when it comes to catering to your skin, your face.
Have you noticed the difference between like a cheek brush and a more expensive brush? Because brushes can be expensive.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't think so. Because at Target, Target, they have these brushes, e.l.f. brushes.
Oh,
or E.L.F. E.l.f. brushes. $3. It's better than my designer makeup brushes. I always use e.l.f. brushes.
Ooh.
Yeah. I just personally love it. I think it's a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I suspect they all get made in the same factory somewhere. I have like a suspicion of that.
Yeah.
Because I agree. I feel like… I mean, there's brushes. You can use different brushes for different things on your face that maybe they weren't initially like thought to use them like that. Mm-hmm. You know, because they're like, oh, this is this brush and this is only for contouring. And this… like you can use it for whatever you want.
There's a brush for every part of your face.
Yeah.
But I feel like you don't really need that.
Yeah.
But I do feel like when it comes to foundation, it does get applied better when you use a certain type of brush. Because… when I do my own makeup at home, I usually just use the puff, the cushion puff. But then when I get my makeup professionally done, they'll use like 3 different brushes, you know? And then they'll like do it so like meticulously. And then after you look in the mirror, the base is different. Like your skin, it just looks different. Right now, if you look at my skin close up, you can see like the little pores. And like you could see it's kind of like… it's not fully absorbed into the skin. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The foundation. But when they do it, your foundation and your skin are one.
Oh.
It's like…
I didn't know.
I feel like here they just pile it on my face. And I'm like…
it's like here.
Here's some foundation.
Do so well.
I do use the sponge.
Yeah,
I like the sponge.
The beauty blender.
Beauty blender.
Mm. Our first official guest.
Did you have fun? You.
Yes, it was so much fun. It was like girl talk.
Yes.
Yeah. It was really fun. Thank you for coming. We had a great time and learning… I mean, you guys are already BFFs, but I feel like I learned so much about you.
Yes.
So thank
She's
you.
She's the pro of beauty. I learned that too. I didn't know that you had a routine back in elementary school.
That's crazy. No, it was just like 2-step though back then. It was just like toner and
2-step
lotion.
Is better than no step.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for coming to our show. Please come back.
Yes.
Yes,
please. Invite me again.
Yes, of course. And I hope you guys enjoyed watching and listening to our show today. If you wish to stay updated on this show, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios.
Full episodes on youtube.com/divepots.
Also, please join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thedivestudios for exclusive content and ad-free listening from the Dive Studios Network.
If you guys would like to follow my socials, it's YouTube/AshleyBChoy, Instagram/AshleyBChoy, and Get Real
at the Dive Studios.
Yes.
Peniel and Matt.
Hosted by me and Peniel and me.
With those two other dudes.
Yes, guys, please give Get Real lots of love too. Thank you. Once again, review and give this podcast 5 stars. 5 stars only, please.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening and watching. Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you.
Bye.